This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Whoever solves traffic jams for the end user, aka the person sitting in their car putting their forehead on the steering wheel in frustration, is going to make a lot of money, especially as our world becomes more populated and more urban. That may be why Microsoft is now partnering with a university in Brazil in the hopes of predicting traffic jams up to an hour in advance. Marketplace's Nova Safo takes a look at whether big data can fix big traffic.
Predicting the future sounds like a sci-fi movie, sort of like Minority Report. Remember that one?
All right, what he's doing now, we call scrubbing the image, looking for clues as to where the murder is going to happen.
Substitute murder plots with traffic jams, and that's pretty much what researchers in Brazil want to do with Microsoft's computing help. That's according to a video featuring Juliana Salas of Microsoft Research.
The Traffic Prediction Project uses data available by social networks, Department of Transportation, and data that the users create themselves while they move around the city.
That's great, but that data isn't new. So haven't we done the predicting thing already?
It is being done now. It can always be done better.
Peter Keen runs digital traffic systems. They provide some of the traffic data you see on apps like Google Maps. He says right now, predicting traffic relies on the past.
You have historical trends of what the volume's going to be on a given day of the week at a given time of day.
What we don't have, Keen says, is a way to combine past and current statistics. And that's where Microsoft comes in with its cloud computing power to crunch all that data. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.